This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Before we go any further, we want to thank all of our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. Without the support of the businesses in the area, we're not able to bring these games to you. And I've had a lot of people make some nice comments tonight to me. They have friends and family at home listening, and we're glad to have them along tonight.
If not for the sponsors, Terry, we might have to get a real job.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be terrible, man. Peyton Tiemann steps into the center jump circle for Carlinville. Abby Scanzoni for Staunton. Tiemann at 5'10", Scanzoni at 6'2", and the opening tip controlled by the Bulldogs, and we are underway in this girls' championship game. Out front with the basketball, Bruhn drives right down the lane, takes the ball to the hole, misses the shot, loose out front. The ball rolls out towards midcourt. Hopping on the floor, Corin Stewart comes up with it for Carlinville. So the Lady Cavaliers push it into the front court. Here's Allroyd on the left side of the lane, in for the layup, and Carlinville breaks on top 2-0. And now the Cavaliers into the ball press, and they make the steal, but Staunton steals it right back, and now we've got double dribble called. So the teams trade turnovers. Actually, Staunton has 2 turnovers. So the ball will go back to Carlinville along the sidelines. This should be a battle royale tonight between these two teams.
And which team can get settled in first, Terry?
Here's Allroyd with a three. It's around and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tiemann. Kicks the ball out to the wing to Corin Stewart, and she's called for steps. Turnover number 2. You're bound to have a little nerve problem here, probably in the first few minutes of the ball game. 2 really good teams going at it tonight.
And good energy in the gymnasium.
Good energy in the gym, absolutely. Into the front court comes Rebecca Calderaro. Rebecca pulls up on the dribble, needs some help. Now lobs it into Scanzoni, but it's knocked away by Peyton Tiemann. Tiemann gets the ball ahead to Gracie Reels. Reels on the run, puts it off the glass from about 8 feet out, no good. And the ball picked up by Staunton. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Carlinville leads 2-0 as Staunton has the basketball. Into the front court, Savannah Bruhn. Bruhn, a bounce pass off to Calderaro. Rebecca drives inside the lane, puts up a shot that just about broke the backboard, didn't draw any iron. And now we've got a push off underneath against Staunton. And this one is against Abby Scanzoni. Her first, team's first, and that's not good for the Bulldogs.
Sometimes Scanzoni gets penalized just because she's bigger.
Yeah. Always kid around. The big people out there are the easiest ones to see.
Yeah.
6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Carlinville leads 2-0. Here's Allroyd driving down the lane. Shot blocked away. Staunton comes up with it. Into the front court, along the right wing, Abby Davis going to pop the three ball, no good. Scanzoni the rebound, the putback, no good. And now Bruhn tries from right underneath. Not Bruhn, but Katie Massinelli. Massinelli ties the game at 2. Katie was in good position that time and put it right back in. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now a blocking foul on the baseline against Staunton. I think this is probably on Abby Davis, yep. Abby gets her first, team second, out of bounds for Carlinville on the baseline. Trigger man Allroyd comes back out to Stewart. Return pass to Allroyd in the right corner. Rachel's open, going to take the three, got it. Rachel Allroyd 5, Staunton 2. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Staunton with the basketball. Here's Savannah Bruhn with it. Bruhn drives inside the lane. A bounce pass deflected away. Turnover number 3 by Staunton. Here come the Cavies on the fly. And losing the ball out of bounds, Gracie Reels. As the ball came off her knee. And that's turnover number 4 by Carlinville.
In Carlinville's last game, Allroyd hit her 100th career three-pointer.
That's a lot of shooting. If you can make them, shoot. First thing you should always remember, if you got the shot, take it.
Absolutely.
Here's Staunton with the basketball. Calderaro gives the ball off to Abby Davis. Davis drives in, lobs the ball down to Savannah Bruhn in the low block. Back out to Davis, going to pop the three ball off the back of the rim, no good. Good job of blocking out that time by Sarah Deneve. And Deneve with the rebound for Carlinville, ahead to Allroyd. Now to the free throw line, off to Peyton Tiemann. The lob back into the back quarter is going to be over and back as the Cavaliers give chase. That's going to be the 5th turnover for Carlinville. Here comes Jill Staten, a 5'8 freshman in, along with Aaron Seal, a 5'5 sophomore, as leaving the game will be Corin Stewart, along with Sarah Deneve. Staunton with the ball, trailing 5-2 with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Girls' championship game from the Carlinville tournament, and a steal. by Jill Staten, who read the play perfectly, missed the layup, but was fouled, and she'll get a couple of free throws.
Staunton fortunate that isn't an and-one opportunity.
Foul that time called on Rebecca Massanelli, her first, team's third. And Jill Staten will get a couple of free throws for the Cavaliers. Jill's only a freshman, 5'8". She sees a lot of playing time here for the Cavaliers. That's the thing about Carlin, though. They've got so many different weapons, and they play great defense. It's a good combination to have.
When you can run that many people in consistently and keep up the defensive energy, it really makes you a tough play.
Staten makes the free throw. Carlin the lead 6-2. Scanzoni is going to leave the ball game. Calderaro is going to leave the ball game. Coming in for Staunton, Holly Bekeski. Bekeski is a 5'4 junior. And we'll catch the other entry here in just a moment. The next free throw by Staten is good. She has 2 points, and Carlin the lead 7-2. Staunton with the basketball. Here into the front court come the Bulldogs. And now Bridget Long, a 5'9 junior, has her pocket pick, and then the ball tipped out of bounds. So it's going to go right back to Staunton. So the team's trade turnovers. Savannah Bruin will be tossing the ball in for Staunton, running out of time. Finally gets the ball in to Holly Bekeski. Bekeski out near midcourt, top of the key, down the lane she goes, lost it, loose in the lane, big scramble for the basketball and a jump ball. And the ball's going to belong to Staunton. Or is it, no, it's going to belong to Carlinville. Ends up being a giveaway for Staunton. That's turnover number 6. Timeout called. 4:48 to go. Opening quarter. Carlinville 7, Staunton 2. Back with more of the girls' title game from Carlinville in just a moment. Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament girls' championship game. Here's Staten driving in the lane for Carlinville. Kicks it out on the wing. Here's Allroyd, Rachel, to the free throw line. Back across to Staten on the left wing. Back out to the top of the key to Gracie Reels. Gracie slides down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass back out to Staten. Cavaliers reset. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. Off on the wing it goes to Gracie Reels. Drives inside the lane and a player control foul. Good call. Reels dipped the shoulder. That's her first personal, first team foul. Turnover number 7 by Carlinville. And the ball will go back to Staunton.
Not many things are automatic, Terry. You lower the shoulder and extend the off arm. They're calling it.
Yep. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Carlinville with a 7-2 lead. Staunton with the basketball. Bekeski with it out front. Flips the ball around to Katie Massanelli. Katie drives it to the lane. Bruin open for the three ball. It is around and out. No good. Loose on the floor. Jump ball. And this one will belong to Staunton. Staunton's had some looks, but they just can't get the ball to fall.
Looks like Staunton's fortunate to be down just 5. They have just 2 points.
Elise Baker, who was on the sports show this morning, is a special guest of ours. She's a 5'9 junior into the ball game for Carlinville, and now the ball thrown out of bounds. It was tipped, they say, by Staunton, so the ball will move from the baseline to almost to midcourt. So that's turnover number 7 by Staunton. If you'd like to hear that interview about
a nationally ranked trap shooter.
Trap shooter. And we're talking about nationally ranked.
She'll be in Arizona coming up in February.
Yeah. That's on our podcast of the Sports Saturday Show at WSMIRadio.com. By the way, if you've tuned in on the internet tonight from our friends at Network One Sports, we welcome you to the broadcast. Out front, Rachel Allroyd for Carlinville. Swings it around to the wing. Off to Gracie Reels. Back out to Jill Staten. Jill cuts back down the lane. 10-footer off the glass. Too hard. Rebound battled for. Loose on the wing. Picked up there by Gracie Reels. Bounce pass back out to Allroyd. I thought Rachel was going to shoot out there. She was about 4 steps behind the arc.
She thought about it.
Hey, she was open. Here's the pass off to Staten now. Staten trying to work to the right side. Bounce pass into the corner. Off to Reels. Gracie brings it back out to the top of the key. Bounce pass off to Staten on the right wing for Carlinville. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Staten driving in, puts it off the glass. It rolls off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Haley Bandy, the 5'6 senior, who's checked into the lineup for Staunton. Into the corner for the Bulldogs. Calderaro drives the baseline, but hands the ball right to Carlinville. Turnover number 8 by the Dogs. Here comes Carlinville with the ball. Staten had it, lost it, picks it back up. Fires it across to Erin Seal, and she's called for traveling. Turnover number 8 by Carlinville. It's been a pretty sloppy first quarter.
That's a lot of turnovers in the opening quarter.
16, 8 for each team, and still 2.5 minutes to go. Toppers have arrived. Hillsboro's boys team in the house now. Staunton with the basketball. Here's Bukowski with it. Comes ahead to Calderaro. Down on the baseline to Bridget Long. And now we're going to have a pushing foul called against, I think, Elise Baker.
Sure, I've always thought when a game starts ragged like this, in some ways you'd rather be the team that's trailing.
Oh, yeah. Because you've played poorly and you're still in the game.
Yes.
Staunton only down by a nickel's worth right now with 2.5 to go in the game in the first quarter. Here's bounce pass to Savannah Brune, and Brune is fouled. It'll be out of bounds on the baseline. And I think that foul's on Deneve. It's on Sarah. That's her first, team's third. So the Dogs will inbound on the baseline. Ball comes in on the wing. Here's Calderaro for three, short. Ball's going to go out of bounds, belong to Carlinville.
Now, this is the fourth game in 4 days.
Yeah. Legs are going to be a little tired. If they aren't now, by the fourth quarter, they will be.
Yes.
I don't care how much running you do in practice, you're going to get tired after 4 games in 4 days. Here's Carlinville with the basketball. Stewart, into the corner. A three ball by Deneve, no good. Ball chased to the sideline. Kept in play by Carlinville. They feed off to Stewart with the left-handed shot from point-blank range, no good. Staden winds up for the three. Banks it off the glass and in! Jill Staden with a three ball. She's got five. Cavies lead by 8, 10-2, and now a chance for a three-point play for Staunton. As Savannah Brune gets fouled after laying it off the glass and in.
That's what makes Staunton so dangerous right there, Terry. Off a make, Savannah Brune was down the floor in the blink of an eye.
Brune with her first bucket tonight makes it a 10-4 ball game. The foul that time was on Staten, her first. Team's fourth for Carlinville. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for the Bulldogs. And the toss is right on the money. 3 points for Savannah Brune. And she'll leave the ball game for just a bit. A minute 47 to go in the opening quarter. A 10-5 lead for Carlinville. Lady Cavaliers with a basketball. Seal brings it into the front court and steps on the midcourt stripe, and that's over and back. Good job of defense by Staunton.
Forced her out towards that midcourt line.
Yep, and they denied. She was moving to the right. They denied her movement to the right side and ended up backing up and stepping on the midcourt stripe. So the ball goes back to Staunton with 100 seconds to play in the first quarter. Staunton trailing 10-5. Out front with the basketball, Bukowski. Holly swings the ball around to the left side into the left corner for Davis. A three ball, no good. Massive bodies in there tying up the basketball, and the jump ball is going to belong to Carlinville.
With every single ball on the floor, Terry, there's been multiple people going after it. Good effort and energy.
Red shirts and white shirts all on the floor. Carlinville with the basketball, 80 seconds to go in the opening quarter. And here's Allroyd with the basketball. Top of the key, works off a pick. Into the corner to Gracie Reels. Back out front it comes to Peyton Tiemann. Demon around to Corin Stewart, and she's off her steps. Turnover number 10 by Carlinville.
Well, we said which team will settle in first, Terry. We're still waiting.
Yeah. We could be into the second quarter before that's decided. Ball goes back to Staunton with a minute 4 to go, as Bukowski will bring the ball into the front court. There's Bukowski in between the circle. Back across to Katie Massanelli, and a blocking foul called against Sarah Deneve. And Sarah will get her second, team's fifth. Out of bounds for Staunton on the sidelines. Staten comes back in. Deneve will leave for Carlinville. Brune is back in for Staunton. And Bandy is out for the Bulldogs. So here's Brune with the basketball. 50 seconds to go, opening quarter. Staunton down by a nickel's worth. And traveling called against Katie Massanelli. Turnover number 9 by Staunton. Isn't it funny how we hype up the ball game and we're expecting such a great battle tonight, and here we have 19 turnovers between two teams in the first quarter.
A ragged start.
It's crazy, man. That's why they play the games. That's why they play them. Bounce pass off to Gracie Reels. Gracie goes in, has a shot blocked away by Abby Scanzoni.
And it's not on commentary in a championship setting in this type of atmosphere for the teams to be a little over-anxious. You get in a little bit of a hurry. You make a few more mistakes because of that.
But it's a learning process that can pay off deep into the postseason, perhaps.
These are the types of games, the types of settings you want to be in this time of year.
Carlin, though, with the basketball. Here's Staten. A bounce pass off to Stewart. Looks to the clock. 25 seconds and counting here in the opening quarter. Cavies are going to run a little clock here, it looks like. Around they go to Stewart on the left side, into the corner. Off to Gracie Reels. Gracie, a couple of dribbles, a bounce pass back out front to Peyton Tiemann. 9 seconds to go, Tiemann. Off to Staten with seven. Down they go to Stewart. Stewart puts up the shot on the baseline. In and out, no good. Put back at the buzzer, no good. At the end of the first quarter of play in the girls' championship game from Carlinville, it is Carlinville 10, Staunton 5. Back with second quarter action in 60 seconds. 10-5 lead for Carlinville as we get ready for second quarter action. Staunton with the basketball. Bulldogs had 9 turnovers in the opening quarter. Carlinville had 10. Staunton with the basketball. There's Katie Massanelli. Almost had it, her pocket picked. Off to Davis. Davis wide open from 15 feet. Missed it. And the rebound on the weak side by Corin Stewart, who goes all the way down the floor, puts up the shot, and is fouled.
You better be strong with the basketball tonight or don't even put it on the floor.
It is a bit physical, I must admit. Now that time calling on Rebecca Calderaro. That's going to be her first, team's fourth. And Stewart's going to get a couple of free throws for Carlinville. And the lefty puts it up and in for her first point of the night. That makes it an 11-5 lead for Carlinville.
And neither one of these teams is afraid of a little physicality.
No. And the next toss is good. 2 points for Corin Stewart. That's the South Central Conference this year.
It's black and blue.
It is a rough and tumble conference. Staunton with the ball, trailing 12-5. Here's Savannah Bruin with it. Out on the left wing. Swings it back around to the right side, into the right corner, off to Calderaro. Calderaro curls around, drives in the lane, puts up the shot, and draws the foul.
So like you always say, in this type of game, take the ball to the hole.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. Good things happen when you go to the basket. So we have a couple of free throws coming up for Calderaro, and the first one is good.
And sometimes when your shot's not falling, Terry, you get to the free throw line, see a couple foul shots go down, and then the perimeter shot will start to drop for you.
It's just a process. It really is. Scanzoni's going to leave the ball game, and Bridget Long, a 5'9 junior, comes in for Staunton. A 12-6 ball game now, and Calderaro tries to make it 12-7 and cannot. Rebound by Carlinville. So the Cavies have a 6-point lead, 7:18 to go in the first half. Here is Allwright feeding off to Stewart from right underneath. What a great pass and a great finish by Stewart. 4 points for Corin. That makes it a 14-6 lead for Carlinville. 7 minutes to go, first half. Staunton has the ball stolen by Jill Staten of Carlinville, who lays it up and in. 7 points for Staten. Turnover number 10 by Staunton. And now double dribble call against the Bulldogs.
That's back-to-back turnovers for Calderaro. That last one was all because of Rachel Allwright. She changed direction, couldn't get away from her. And by the time she just threw that ball to get out of her hands at that point.
16-6 now, the lead for Carlinville. The ball back to the Cavaliers right in front of the Staunton bench as they inbound the ball. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Allwright with the basketball. Tries to lob it inside the lane to Peyton Tiemann. Over her head, picked off there by Staunton. Turnover number 11 by Carlinville. Here come the Cavaliers. Bukeski into the front court. Around on the wing to Massanelli. Katie, a bounce pass underneath to Bruin, trying to make things happen. Misses the first shot, misses the second shot. Put back is off the glass by Bridget Long, too hard. And the rebound pulled down by Stewart for Carlinville. Here come the Cavies, leading by 10, 6:20 to go, first half. And Allwright loses the ball out of bounds. And that's turnover number 12 by the Cavaliers.
Doesn't it seem like Carlinville's doing a good job of denying Savannah Bruin the basketball coming up the floor? They're making the other Bulldogs handle the basketball.
Savannah's trying to do so much to try to get these Bulldogs back into the ball game that, you know, they just collapse on her. And when you have 3 white shirts around, you can't do anything. 16-6 lead for Carlinville. Staunton will inbound the basketball on the sidelines in the backcourt. Ball comes into Bridget Long. Return pass to Bukeski.
Ball
pops loose, picked up by Savannah Bruin. Bruin drives in, puts up the shot, and a player control foul on Savannah.
Ooh. Kyle McBrain does not like that whistle.
That is Bruin's first personal foul, 15 foul, turnover number 12, out of bounds for Carlinville. 6:10 to go here in the opening half, and a 16-6 lead for the Cavaliers. Into the front court, Stewart. Around to the left side, off to Staten. Jill, still with the basketball, dribbling out towards the top of the key. Bounce pass off to Aaron Seal. Back around they go to Gracie Reels. Reel, back to the point. Off to the right side, back to Staten at the point. Staten works off a pick down the lane, backdoor pass, shot is up. Oh, no good from point blank range by Aaron Seal. The put back by Keeman, no good. And the rebound by Staunton. 5.5 to go in the first half. Staunton trailing 16-6, has the basketball. There's Bruin down the lane with the left hand, puts it up and in, and a chance for the three-point play. What a terrific play by Savannah Bruin that was.
That was with her left hand on the finish.
Wow. Bruin with 5 points now. That makes it a 16-8 ball game. The foul that time was called against Staten. Is it Staten? No, it's not Staten.
Teeman.
It's going to be Teeman. That's going to be her first, team seventh.
And Darren didn't like that whistle. That black charge, Terry, it's always 50-50.
Yeah. That's where the guys in the stripes earn their money.
Hardest call in sports.
It is. It really is. Because you just don't have time to – it's basically a gut reaction. Here's a three-pointer from Aaron Seal for Carlinville. No good. Rebound Staunton. Staunton trailing now, 16-9. Here come the Bulldogs, and a bounce pass right between the legs of Savannah Bruin, and out of bounds and turnover number 13.
Well, Staunton's really looking to push the basketball up the floor.
They want to get the Cavaliers on their heels defensively.
You get Carlinville in the half-court defensive game, and it's not going to end well for you. No. On the offensive end.
They clamp down. Stewart is out. Staten back in for Carlinville. Cavies to inbound right in front of the stage here at Carlinville High School. Ball comes into Aaron Seal. Across the midcourt stride. Spins away from the defender. Puts up the three. Missed it. Ball loose on the baseline. Picked up by Katie Massanelli. For Staunton. Here's Bukeski with it. Into the front court for the Bulldogs, who trail 16-9 with 5 minutes to play in the first half. And now traveling call against Katie Massanelli. And that's turnover number 14.
That's a good example of a team's defense being in your head, Terry. She had more time, but she was just too quick.
Yeah. A 7-point advantage for Carlinville. And now play starts, but now the buzzer goes for a substitution. They're going to not allow the substitution.
Confusion at the table.
Because the play had already started. So, Cavaliers re-inbound the ball. It's part two. Comes to Holroyd, into the corner, off to Gracie Reels. Back out front. Across it goes to Stewart. Stewart at the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane, and she's called for traveling. Turnover number 13 by the Cavaliers.
If you had the over on turnovers tonight, you're sitting good.
Boy, I would not have thought we would have this many turnovers between these two teams.
I would
but
not have
again,
either.
But then again, with the defenses being played, you can understand why.
A lot of pressure out there.
4.5 to go first half. Carlinville leading by 7, 16-9. Staunton with the basketball right underneath. And from point-blank range, Bridget Long hits the bucket.
And for as poorly as Staunton has played, Terry, they're only down 5. They are hanging around.
Coach McBrain is going to point that out at halftime. 16-11. Here's a shot by Allroyd in the lane for Carlinville, no good. And the rebound by Katie Massanelli for Staunton. There's Bukeski into the front court. Bulldogs push the ball ahead to Bridget Long. Down the lane, off the glass, too hard. Ball tipped out of bounds, going to belong to Staunton. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Staten is back in. Seal is out for Carlinville. You know, though, Tim, you get to the postseason, you get games like this for regional tournament championship games and sectional games. Here's a bounce pass right underneath and a foul called.
How many times do you see it, Terry, where a team cruises through all season long, not really much adversity, then all of a sudden you get in a regional game and stuff's happening that hasn't happened all year?
Yeah.
And then how do you respond?
And you don't know how to react.
Yeah.
Two shots for Savannah Bruin as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw good. Savannah with 7 points tonight. That makes it 16-12. And coming into the game will be Haley Bandy replacing Katie Massanelli. And the Bulldogs, for as poorly as they played, are within four. And could be a three-point difference. Next free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jill Staten for Carlinville. Under 4 minutes to go, first half. Here's Staten around to the right side. Still on the dribble. Gets stopped, puts it off the glass and in. Boy, a nice move by Jill Staten. She got stopped, paused, put it off the glass and in. 18-12, Carlinville with the lead. Here's a three from Bruin on the right wing, no good. And we've got a foul coming out.
That move from Staten, Terry, was a perfect example of take your time.
Yep.
You've always got more time than you think. If you can get that clock in your head slowed down, it will benefit you.
Foul they've called was against Bridget Long of Staunton, her first, team sixth. So out of bounds for Carlinville. Everybody in the bonus for the rest of this half. 3.5 to go in the first half. Carlinville leading by half a dozen, 18-12. Here's Stewart with the basketball. Gives it off to Tiemann. Back around to Staten. Staten works off a pick. Bounce pass to the corner. Stewart open for the three ball. No good. Scanzoni the rebound for Staunton. Abby really hasn't touched the ball much tonight for the Bulldogs. Here's Bruin into the front court. Savannah off to the right side. A bounce pass to the corner. Off to Calderaro. 15-footer doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Bandy. The putback no good. And the rebound by Carlinville. Staten into the front court for the Cavies. 3 minutes to go, first half. Carlinville leading 18-12, and Cavies have the basketball. Down on the low block to Tiemann. Back out to Staten for the three. It's good. Staten only a freshman. She's got a dozen, and it's 21-12. And all of a sudden, that four-point lead is blossomed into a nine-point lead for Carlinville, and the Cavaliers almost come up with a steal, and now we're going to have a foul called against Staunton.
What a hustle play from Aaron Seal. Bruin looked like she was going to have a layup, and Seal just caught her from behind and knocked it away.
And we'll go down to the other end and shoot free throws. The foul was on Savannah Bruin for pushing off. And Jill Staten will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Carlinville. 2:31 to go in the first half. I understand Sammy Matouche will be joining us at halftime. All right. From the Riverton Champions, the Lady Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. Free throw by Staten, no good. Scanzoni grabs the rebound for Staunton. Here come the Bulldogs. Here's Bukowski into the front court. Holly inside the lane. Kicks the ball to Bruin in the corner, who drives the baseline, puts it up and in. Oh, what a nice play by Savannah Bruin. She's got nine. 21-14. Carlinville with the lead, the ball in 2:10 to go in the first half. Here's Aaron Seal. Hands the ball off on the wing. On now, it's knocked away. Picked up by Staunton. A quick shot off the glass by Calderaro is no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Staunton. Coming out of the game, Peyton Tiemann for Carlinville. Coming into the game, Elise Baker.
Rebecca Calderaro is going to benefit from halftime, Terry. She has just seemed out of sorts this entire first half.
Ball goes inside to Calderaro, who gets a bucket from about 6 feet away. She's got 3 points, and that makes it 21-16. So the Bulldogs are back to within five. And 106 seconds to go here in the first half. Carlinville with the lead and the ball. Here's Staten, has her pocket pick. Bulldogs come up with a turnover, 15 by Carlinville. Here's Bruin open for a long three. Good! How about that? Savannah Bruin from way out, straight on, has a dozen. And it's a two-point ball game, 21-19. Carlinville with the lead, the ball, and 80 seconds to go in the first half. Out front it comes to Baker. Elise off on the wing. It goes to Allroyd. And we're going to have a hand check foul called against Bukowski. Holly gets her first personal foul, eighth team foul. And this will put the Cavaliers' Allroyd at the line to shoot the 1-1. Ah, you got to love the game of basketball.
Game of runs.
That's all it is. A little bit of momentum here, a little bit of momentum there. Free throw good. 6 points for Allroyd. That makes it a 22-19 lead for Carlinville with a minute 13 to go in the first half of play. Next toss On the way is good. All right, with seven and a 23-19 lead for Carlinville. Now Bukowski in traffic. Down to Scanzoni. Wide open, and Abby puts it off the glass and in her first bucket tonight. 23-21. Carlinville by a deuce. Under a minute to play in the first half. Cavaliers with a basketball. Here's Staten at the top of the key. This is the kind of game we've been thinking about all day. Here's a shot from out front by Elise Baker. No good. Bruin with the basketball. Bulldogs could tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. Here's Bukowski into the corner. Off to Bandy. Back out to Bukowski. Bandy open for the three for the lead. Good! Bandy hits the tray, and the Bulldogs have the lead 24-23 with under a half minute to play in the first half. Carlin, though, with the basketball. Here's Staten driving inside the lane. Has her pocket almost picked, and now a foul called against the Bulldogs. This could be against Bandy. Yep. Haley gets her first, team's ninth. And to the charity stripe. And Elise Baker shooting the one and one. Free throw is no good. Actually, we're going to get two shots. 14 seconds to go in the first half. A 24-23 lead. The Bulldogs have battled back. They were down by nine just about a minute and a half ago.
It was 21-12.
Yep. Next toss by Baker. Good. Baker's first point tonight. That ties the game at 24. Staunton will inbound the basketball. Carlinville will come with full court pressure. You think we're going to have a good second half? I bet we do.
Shaping up that way.
Yep. Here's Bukowski into the front court for Staunton. Clock down to 10 seconds. Bukowski to the hole. Puts it up. No good. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Carlinville. Outlet pass to Aaron Seal. Seal with three. Down the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. And that's it. At the end of the first half of play, we've not decided a thing. It's Carlinville 24. Staunton 24. We'll come back with halftime from the girls' championship game in the Carlinville Holiday Tournament right after these messages. Terry Tote, Tim Mize back at Carlinville High School. Championship night for the Holiday Basketball Tournament. Here at halftime of this girls' title game, it's a 24-24 ball game as Staunton outscored Carlinville 19-14 in that second quarter. About a minute and a half to go in the first half. Staunton was down by 9 points. Bulldogs poured it on at the end, and now we're tied at halftime at 24. Sammy Matush of the Lady Hilltoppers of Hillsboro, kind enough to join us here at halftime. Congratulations on the win this afternoon.
Thank you.
Riverton Tournament's one of those tough tournaments that the toppers like to get in.
For sure, yeah.
And that helps prepare you for the trip down the line as far as postseason is concerned.
Right, as well as the Highland Tournament.
The Highland Tournament I like to refer to as the miniature state tournament because you see some teams down there, man, they can play basketball.
Oh, yeah, they can.
And even though you take a couple of lumps maybe, you play some great competition.
So. Right.
So tell us a little bit about the game this afternoon, Sammy.
Well, you saw the final score. It wasn't very high.
Kylie Meyer hit the three-pointer at the buzzer.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
We threw it in to our post player, Claire, and gave it immediately right to Jade Scroggins, who dribbled to the left-hand side and threw a cross-court pass to Kylie Meyer for the three.
You know, you described it and it sounded so simple, but it really wasn't so simple.
No.
How much time was left on the clock?
7.2 seconds.
There you go. And, you know, seven seconds is a lot of time when you think about it.
Yeah.
But fans don't think about it in that term,
no.
In those terms. So, but basketball players, especially basketball players who have played together for a few years,
know
they have plenty of time. So it was a good win for the Hilltoppers then.
Yeah, it was.
Now you're hoping for the boys to repeat the success tonight.
That would be nice.
And by the way, in case you didn't know, Sammy has become the all-time leading scorer in the history of girls basketball in Montgomery County, passing the mark set by Vanessa Waterman. Who is a Lincolnwood High School grad but played for Nokomis during the heyday years of the Nokomis girls basketball program back in the late 90s and the early 2000s. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
And I tell you what, Sammy, I've been watching you since you've been playing in seventh grade, and it's been an absolute pleasure not to watch not only you but the whole group. I mean,
right.
You've got a great group of people around you. And this year, I'm guessing that it doesn't always have to come down to Sammy having to do something.
Right. We're a lot better this year, like team chemistry-wise. It's like we, for a little while, we weren't playing together like last year. But it's like we're back in 7th and 8th grade again.
And people don't understand. Sometimes it just doesn't mesh. You know, it's, things just don't happen. But this year, I think there's a sense of urgency. You're seniors now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had some success early. You want to make sure you have some success as seniors as well. So I think things are boding rather well for the Hilltoppers.
Right.
Although you got a brutal schedule for the South Central Conference, for God's sakes, the rest of the way. You got teams. Who have you got coming up yet?
We play Litchfield, Gillespie, and then I think we go to Highland after that, and then we come back for Piesaw, Pena, Nokomis.
You got your work cut out for you.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your teammates, what they mean to you.
Well, I mean, my teammates are everything to me. I think we're doing well this season because we realize that this is our last year together.
Yeah.
We're halfway through the season. We got about 15 more games left.
Boy, when you say it that way, that's not very many games.
Don't worry, we've had plenty of cry sessions about it already.
Yeah, well, congratulations on
the
win this afternoon. Congratulations on your success. It has been an absolute pleasure to watch you over the years. And we knew we were going to see some magic from you as the years went on, and we wish you only the best down the line, Sammy.
Thank you
Matouche
so much.
From the Lady Hilltoppers, who won the Riverton Tournament this afternoon, and that's not an easy tournament to win, I'll just tell you right now. They've got some good basketball teams in that tournament. Here at halftime at the Carlinville Invitational Tournament, or the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, it is Carlinville 24, Staunton 24. We'll come back, recap the scoring for you, and get ready for the second half, and we'll do that right after these messages. Well, with the strains of Thin Lizzy and the boys are back in town, in the background, we welcome you back to the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of the girls' championship game. 24-24 the score, Carlinville and Staunton in this title match. Coming up in the boys' championship game, we'll have the Hillsborough Hilltoppers taking on the Calhoun Warriors. Tim Mize will have the call of that game coming up in just a few minutes. I checked the scoring totals. First off, for the Staunton Bulldogs, Bulldogs were behind most of that first half. In fact, with about a minute and a half to play in the first half, they were down by 9 points, and then all of a sudden took a 24-23 lead. Carlinville then tied it up with a free throw, and that's where we stand here at halftime. Scoring-wise, Bandy has 3 for Staunton, a dozen points from Savannah Brune, 3 from Calderaro, 2 from Massanelli, 2 from Long, and 2 from Scanzoni. Quarters of 5 and 19 for a total of 24, as the Bulldogs are 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe. 15 turnovers in that first half for Staunton. And not to be outdone, Carlinville had 15 turnovers in the first half. 4 points from Corin Stewart. Rachel Alroyd has a total of 7. A dozen points from Jill Staten. A single point from Elise Baker. Quarters of 10 and 14 for their total of 24. Cavaliers are 7 of 9 from the charity stripe. It's Carlinville 24, Staunton 24. Are you ready for third quarter action? We are, so let's get going. Carlinville will inbound the basketball. Sarah Deneve will toss it in at midcourt to get this third quarter underway. As the place is filling up in preparation for the Hillsborough Calhoun Boys Championship game. Bounce pass into the corner. Here's all right, a 3. Good! Rachel picks up where she left off in that first half. She has 10 points now. And that gives Carlinville a 27-24 lead. Staunton with the basketball. Here's Calderaro. Off on the wing, and here's a 3. The shot for the tie by Abby Davis. No good. Bulldogs save it. The shot taken by Calderaro was really too far underneath the basket, so she hit the underside of the backboard. And now the ball's tied up, and it's going to belong to the Bulldogs on the baseline. So the trigger man will be Abby Davis. The ball kicked right back out of bounds by Rachel Alroyd of Carlinville. We're just underway, third quarter action. And Davis will inbound the ball for Staunton. Ball comes back out front to Katie Massanelli into Scanzoni. Abby turns, shoots, and scores. And I bet you a dollar to a donut that the Bulldogs are trying to get that ball to Scanzoni here in this second half. She only had 2 points in the first half, has 4 total now. That makes it 27-26. Carlinville by a point. Cavies with the ball. Allroyd a three ball from straight on. No good. Stewart the rebound. Bounce pass off to Tiemann. And Peyton is fouled. She'll be at the line for two. And Scanzoni gets a foul. Abby gets her second. Team's first. Peyton Tiemann, who did not score in that first half for Carlinville, gets two free throws. First one is up and good. Peyton's a 5'10 senior, her first point of the night. So the Cavies increase their lead to 28-26. And the next toss is short, and the rebound by Scanzoni for Staunton. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Staunton down by two. Bulldogs have the basketball. Into the front court, Calderaro off to the right side. Bounce pass into the corner, but Rebecca took an extra step after picking up the basketball. That's turnover 16 by Staunton. So the ball back to the Lady Cavaliers. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Cavies leading by a deuce, 28-26. Here's Stewart out front. Off on the wing to Sarah Deneve. Down on the low block. They go to Allroyd. The ball knocked out of bounds by Savannah Bruin of Staunton. So Carlinville will get the basketball on the baseline. As Allroyd gets the ball into Stewart. Hands it right back to Rachel Allroyd. Rachel back out on the wing. Now to the top of the key. Drives to the free throw line area. Backs out. Comes back around to the left side, and now she's called for double dribble. Turnover number 16 by Carlinville. And the ball will go back to the Bulldogs, who could tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. Ball comes into Rebecca Calderaro. Calderaro being guarded out there by Corin Stewart of Carlinville. It's a man-to-man defense for Carlinville. Here's Davis off on the wing. A three by Davis, straight on, no good. Drew backboard, but no iron. And the rebound pulled down by Carlinville. Racing down the lane is Gracie Reels in for the layup. Reels with her first points tonight. 30-26, Carlinville by four. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Staunton with the basketball. And then Calderaro brings it into the front court, works off a pick. Off to the left side. Bounce pass, they try to get it into Bruin. Now the ball tied up. And the ball is going to belong to Carlinville, so that ends up being the 17th Staunton turnover. As we're going to see some new faces in for Staunton. Scanzoni is out. Calderaro is out. McKeskey is in. Bandy is in. Who else is in? Looks like Bridget Long has come in as well for Staunton. Carlinville with the basketball and a four-point lead, 5.5 to go, third quarter. Out front to Erin Seal, who has checked in for the Cavaliers. She's a 5'5 sophomore. They feed off inside to Peyton Tiemann. And Peyton is fouled. She'll get a couple more free throws. It's a 30-26 lead for Carlinville. Foul that time. It's called on Abby Davis. Her second, team second. First free throw from Tiemann is good. She has 2 points on the night. And it's up to a 5-point lead now for Carlinville at 31-26. Next toss is in and out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Bridget Long for Staunton. Here's McKeskey. Holly brings it into the front court for Staunton. McKeskey to the free throw line. Off to Savannah Bruin. Bounce pass to the corner. Davis winds up for the three ball. No good. Rebound on the weak side by Jill Staten, who has also checked in for Carlinville. Jill had a dozen points in the first half. She's a freshman. Gives it off into the corner to Gracie Reels. Cross-court pass. It comes to Seal. Aaron back to Staten. Staten drives to the baseline. Comes back out on the wing. Now curls around inside the lane. Puts it off the glass and in. Nice move by the freshman, Jill Staten. She has 14 points. Carlinville leads by 7, 33-26. And now timeout called. 4:38 to go in the third quarter. It's Carlinville 33, Staunton 26. Back with more from the girls' championship game of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament in 60 seconds. Staunton with the basketball. Here's a shot from the baseline. No good by Haley Bandy. And the ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Erin Seal of Carlinville. So Staunton will get it back on their baseline. 4:25 to go third quarter. Carlinville leading 33-26. Staunton will inbound the basketball. Comes into Bandy. Gives it off to Davis. Abby back out front to Brune. Has her pocket picked. And it's picked up by Gracie Reels of Carlinville. Reels feeds off underneath. The layup attempt by Aaron Seal. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Staunton. Down the lane, Bukeski tries to feed off underneath to Bridget Long. And now a foul called as the ball was knocked away. And the foul is going to be against Holly Bukeski. That's going to be her second personal foul, third team foul. 19th turnover for Staunton.
Bukeski should have shot that one herself.
Yeah, when you're that close, go. You might have gotten a three-point play out of it. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Carlinville leading by 7, 33-26. Carlinville with the basketball. Here's Staten with it. Walks the ball back out front. Back around to the right side. Off to Gracie Reels. There's Rachel Allroy. Her pass inside gets knocked away. And that's turnover 17 by Carlinville. Here's Brune with the ball out front. And a foul call against Aaron Seal. For Aaron, that's her first, team's first, out of bounds for Staunton. And we're going to have some substitutes back into the ball game here. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. A 33-26 lead for Carlinville. And Staunton will inbound the basketball. Brune will take care of that task right in front of the Staunton bench. Ball comes in to Holly Bukeski. Around on the wing to Haley Bandy. Back to Bukeski, who kicks it off the foot right out of bounds. Turnover number 20 by Staunton. 33-26, Carlinville with the lead. Carlinville with the basketball. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Staunton sets up in a 2-3 zone. Here's Staten. Skip pass to the near side. Open, Stewart from the baseline, good. Stewart hits the 15-footer. She has a half a dozen. And Carlinville leads 35-26. Now a three ball up. No good by Bandy from the right corner. For Staunton is no good. And the ball rebounded by Rebecca Calderaro. Rebecca comes out front on the dribble. Now curls back around to the lane. Gives it off to Savannah Brune. Brune backs into the lane with the left hand. Throws it off the glass. No good. Scanzoni's there for the offensive rebound and the putback.
Good pass.
Great pass. Give an assist. 35-28, Scanzoni with six. For Staunton, Carlinville with the lead and the ball. 2.5 to go, third quarter. 35-28, our score. Out front with it is Staten. Here's Staten along the left sideline. Back out front. A ball knocked away, picked up by Bukeski. For Staunton in for the layup, and she gets it. Holly has her first bucket tonight. And that makes it 35-30. So Staunton back to within a nickel's worth. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Carlinville with the ball. Staten in the lane. Off to the wing. Aaron Seal from 15. No good. Scanzoni the rebound for Staunton. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Staunton trying to make a little noise here in the third quarter. Here's Brune faking the three. Bukeski into the corner. A three from Calderaro is off the mark. Bandy the rebound. The putback no good. And a foul called against Sarah Deneve of Carlinville. Sarah will get her third. Team second. Two free throws coming up for Haley Bandy of Staunton. 1:47 to go in the third quarter. And Bandy, the 5'6 senior, lines it up and air ball.
Oh.
Just a bit outside. So she'll try to connect on the second one.
I bet this one's not short, Terry.
Yeah. Next toss by Bandy. And this one is off the mark. Chased down in the corner. Picked up there by Carlinville's Sarah Deneve. 100 seconds to go in the third quarter. Into the corner to Gracie Reels on the right side. Gracie dribbles back out to the top of the key for Carlinville. Cavies lead by 5, 35-30. Here's Allroyd. Left side, back out front. Knocked away, picked up by Savannah Brune. In for the layup, good. Savannah with 14 points tonight, 35-32. So the Carlinville lead down to 3. That was the 19th turnover by Carlinville. 75 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cavies with the lead and the ball. There's Allred wide open for the three. It's short. Ball tipped out to the sideline, and it's going to belong to Carlinville. I think Abby Scanzoni touched the ball underneath the basket, and it deflected all the way off to the stage. So Cavies will inbound the basketball. Stewart gets the ball in to Gracie Reels. Reels dribbling out front, around to the left side, off to Stewart. Back to the top of the key to Elise Baker, who is fouled by Savannah Brune. And Brune picks up her third. That's not good news for Staunton. That's the team's fourth foul. Out of bounds for Carlindale on the baseline.
Staunton expending a lot of energy coming back and trying to stay in. Will they have enough to get over the hump?
Here's a three from the corner from Allred. No good. Scanzoni the rebound. Here come the Bulldogs with 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brune down the lane, in for the layup, missed it. Bandy the putback, no good. Scanzoni had it, lost it. Big scramble for the basketball, and now Gracie Reels comes up with it and is fouled.
This could be Brune's fourth.
Yep, and this is trouble for Staunton. Brune gets her fourth personal foul, fifth team foul. Out of bounds for Carlinville in the backcourt. So Savannah Brune comes to the bench with 38 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And into the ball game, Abby Davis.
And that's a good example, Terry, of just the emotions of the moment getting to Savannah. She's a very smart player. Normally she wouldn't make a play like that with three fouls.
So Carlinville with a three-point lead and the basketball. Half minute to play third quarter. Off on the wing to Sarah Deneve. Sarah drives in near the elbow. Stops, pivots around, gives it back out on the wing to Allred. Skip pass to Gracie Reels. Back out front to Stewart. Stewart drives the lane, puts up the lefty shot, and no good. Rebound, Abby Scanzoni. Outlet pass, it goes to Calderaro. Here's Rebecca into the front court with 10 seconds to go for Staunton. Dogs down by three. Calderaro with six. Calderaro spins into the lane. Scanzoni picks up the loose ball, puts it up, no good. And that's it. After three quarters of play in this girls' championship game at the holiday tournament at Carlinville, it's Carlinville 35, Staunton 32. The money quarter is coming up in 60 seconds. Back at Carlinville High School, fourth quarter action, girls' championship game. Here we go. Buckle up your seatbelts, kids. The ride could be a little rough.
But good.
35-32, Carlinville with the lead. Staunton has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Around to the right side, Calderaro stops, pops from about 15 feet away, no good. Rebound by Gracie Reels for Carlinville. Gracie pulls up on the right side, back out front to Allred. Rachel drives inside the arc, now back into the right corner. Skip pass out front to Stewart, into the corner to Reels. Reels, skip pass back to Allred, right side, drives the baseline, bounce pass inside, and a foul call. And that's going to put Peyton Tiemann at the line to shoot two.
Terry, doesn't it feel like this is Carlinville's time to take control? Brune on the bench with four fouls, you're up by three. What will the score be when Brune comes back in?
Foul that time on Bekeski, her third, team sixth. Tiemann at the line to shoot two for Carlinville. First one good. Peyton with 3 points tonight. That makes it a 36-32 lead.
Then the question becomes, how long will Coach McBrain wait?
He can't wait much longer. I think you're going to have to put Brune back in because she just makes things happen. Carlinville gets the rebound on the missed free throw. Here's Allred with it in the right corner. Rachel, one dribble, a skip pass back to Stewart, left side into the left corner. Gracie Reels from 17, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Holly Bekeski. Bulldogs trail by four, have the ball. Here's Bekeski at the top of the key. They're playing without Savannah Brune, who's on the bench with four fouls. There's a bounce pass taken away by Rachel Allred, who goes in for the layup and missed it. She'll get a couple of free throws. That was turnover number 22 for Staunton.
You're running out of space on your sheet.
Man. Bandy the foul that time for Staunton. Her second, team seventh. Allred at the line to shoot two for Carlinville. First toss is no good. Well, about the time Carlinville could start putting a little breathing room between them and the Bulldogs. Not able to make the free throw here. Next toss is up, and this one is good. So 11 points now for Rachel Allred, and Carlinville leads by nickel's worth, 37-32. Just under 7 minutes to go in this ball game. Hillsboro and Calhoun in the boys' title game coming up next here on WSMI FM 106.1. Staunton with the basketball. Carlinville comes with pressure in the backcourt. McCaskey does a nice job of getting it into the front court for Staunton. Down on the baseline to Katie Massanelli. Back out on the wing. A two from Abby Davis. Davis hits a big bucket, her first of the night. 37-34. Keeps Staunton within three. Carlinville with the lead and the ball. Inside the lane, losing the basketball. Sarah Deneve tied up. Jump ball going to belong to Carlinville.
She might have lost it, but a headlong dive got it back.
Looked like one of the Cavalier football players diving on a loose ball. Carlinville to inbound on the baseline. Ball comes into Gracie Reels on the right side. Back to the right corner to Allroyd. Back out front now to Aaron Seal. Into the left corner to Reels. Ball knocked away momentarily. Staunton had it, lost it, and it was knocked out of bounds by Pekeski of Staunton. So Carlinville will get the ball right near their bench on the sidelines. 6:23 to go in this title game. Carlinville leading by three, 37-34. Cavaliers with the basketball. Here's Allroyd with it. Dribbling back out to the top of the key. Around to Jill Staunton. Jill. Cross-court pass. Back into the left corner now to Gracie Reels. Gracie drives in, puts up the runner, hits the side of the backboard. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, and is fouled. And Gracie Reels will get a couple of free throws. And the foul that time, called against Abby Davis of Staunton. It's going to be her third, team's eighth. So Reels will get a couple of free throws for Carlinville. And the free throw good. Reels with 3 points. Carlinville leads by four, 38-34. Tiemann is out. And Baker is in for Carlinville. And Reels with a second free throw attempt, forthcoming. Gracie's a 5'7 sophomore. Banks it off the glass and in.
Well, they've banked it a three and now a free throw.
Hey, it all counts. 39-34, Carlinville by Nicholsworth. Staunton facing pressure in the backcourt. Here's Bukowski, hounded in there by Allroyd. Bukowski now into the front court for Staunton. Bulldogs trail by five with under 6 minutes to play. Around to Davis. Abby's three blocked. Picked up by Bukowski. Back to Davis. Back out front it comes now to Calderaro. She hits the three. Good. Rebecca Calderaro hits the three ball. She's got six tonight. That makes it 39-37. So just like that, the Dogs are back to within two. 5.5 to play in the ball game. Carlinville with the 2-point lead in the basketball. Here's Staunton with it. Jill works off a pick. Bounce pass to Gracie Reels. Reels back around to the top of the key. Back to Allroyd. Lob inside goes to Elise Baker. Her bounce pass right into the hands of Staunton. Turnover number 20 by Carlinville. Davis comes up with the errant pass. Gives off to Bukowski. Off on the wing to Massanelli. Katie to Davis for the three ball for the lead. Good! Davis hits the tray. She's got five, and the Dogs are leading 40-39. How about that? 4:50 to go in the game. Carlin, though, with the basketball. Here's Allroyd with it. On the left side, back out near the top of the key. Hands the ball off to Gracie Reels. It's a championship game. It ought to be a good game. And now a traveling call against Carlinville. Turnover number 21 by the Cavies.
Staunton making shots when it matters most, Terry.
And where's Savannah Brune?
That's right.
Still on the bench.
They were down three when she went there. Now they're up one. And so that has afforded Kyle McBrain the luxury of leaving her on the bench.
Here's Bridget Long getting the inbounds pass. Drives down the lane. Puts it up and in, but a foul out front. They're going to wave off the basket. A foul on the floor. A foul's against Elise Baker of Carlinville. And that's her second, team's third. It'll be out of bounds for Staunton on the baseline. Davis the trigger man into the corner. There's a shot from 15 by Calderaro. Air ball picked up on the weak side by Rachel Allroyd. So it's a 40-39 lead for Staunton. 4:20 to go in the championship game here at the girls' tournament at Carlinville. Carlinville with the basketball. Here's Allroyd, call for traveling. Or Stewart call for traveling, I should say. Corn got trapped underneath. There were about three red shirts around her and lost her balance. Turnover 22 by Carlinville. Staunton gets the ball back. Carlinville comes with full court pressure and a bad pass as Bukowski cut one way and Davis threw the ball the other way, and that's turnover number 23 by Staunton.
And the pressure on both sides, Terry, has a lot to do with this high number of turnovers.
Carlinville inbounds the ball. Here's Allroyd for the lead for the three. No good. The putback is up and good by Elise Baker. And Baker has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Hey, if you can shoot trap at a national level, you can do that, by golly.
Davis got her fourth personal foul, ninth team foul for Staunton. Baker with 3 points now.
The second time that's happened tonight, Terry. Players giving the basketball, then the horn blows at the table, and you got players coming in when the ball's in play. So they have to take the ball away from Baker.
41-40, Carlinville now leading by a point, and Baker could add to it. The toss is up, and it is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Staunton. So we've got a half a quarter to play. It's a one-point lead for Carlinville. Staunton with the basketball. Here's Calderaro down the lane. Kicks it off to the corner. Bukowski drives the baseline, puts it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Elise Baker for Carlinville. Gives it out to Corin Stewart. Stewart into the front court. Around to Allroyd. Into the left corner. Rachel picks up her dribble and is fouled by Rebecca Calderaro. Rebecca gets her second, team's 10th, two free throws on a common foul for every foul now the rest of the way for Carlinville. When Staunton commits the foul, they're going to get a couple of free ones. Allroyd with 11 points tonight. 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe this evening. Free throw up, good.
Bruin's coming back.
Here comes Savannah Bruin back in for Staunton. 42-40 is the Carlinville lead. 3:43 to go in this championship game. And Allroyd, the 5'9 senior, tries to add another point to that Cavalier lead. Free throw is up, and it is good. A Baker's dozen for Allroyd, and time called. 3:43 to go in the game. Carlinville up by a three. 43-40, back with more. 3-point lead for Carlinville with 3.5 to play in this championship game. Staunton with the basketball. Calderaro with it. Puts up the 15-footer. No good. The putback is up. No good by Bridget Long. And Long draws the foul. She'll be at the line for a couple. And who's the foul against Carlinville? I think it's going to be on Rachel Allroyd. Yep. Rachel gets her first of the night. Only the fourth team foul. Two free throws for Bridget Long of Staunton. Dogs are down by three, 43-40. Free throw arched high and good. Long with 3 points. Makes it 43-41, so Staunton has cut the lead to two. And Bridget Long, the 5'9 junior, could make it a one-point ball game. Bridget puts it up, and it is short. And the rebound picked up by Peyton Tiemann for Carlinville. So the Cavies have a two-point lead. 3:20 to go in the game. And they have the basketball. Here's Reels in the right corner. Back out near the top of the key. Around to the left side, off to Rachel Allroyd. Staunton sitting in a 2-3 zone. Here's Allroyd. Flips the pass across to Stewart. Corn for three. Got it! What a big shot that was from Stewart. She's got 9. Cavies lead by 5. 46-41, under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Staunton with the basketball. Here's Massanelli. Katie to Bukowski. Back to Massanelli. Layup good. Massanelli. 4 points. 46-43. Staunton back to within 3. 2:40 to go in the game. Carlinville with the lead and the ball, and timeout called. 2:36 to go in this championship contest. It's Carlinville 46, Staunton 43, back with more in 40 seconds. Carlinville with a 3-point lead, the basketball, and 2.5 minutes to go in this championship game. Here's Allroyd, into the corner to Gracie Reels on the right side. A long pass back out front near midcourt. Out to Corin Stewart. Stewart off to the left side. Gives the ball back out to Sarah Deneve. Off to Reels, right side to Jill Staten. Staten back out front to Stewart. Cavaliers reset. 2:10 to go in the game. Carlinville 46, Staunton 43. Girls championship game of the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament here on WSMI FM 106. Hillsboro and Calhoun in the boys' title game coming up in just a few minutes. Carlinville with the basketball. Under 2 minutes to go, and the Cavies back out near midcourt with Stewart with the basketball. Now off to Rachel Allroyd on the left wing. Back out to the top of the key. All right down the lane. Has the ball stripped away. Picked it up, but she's out of bounds. Ends up being turnover number 23 by Carlinville. The ball will go back to Staunton with 101 seconds to play in the ball game. Staunton down by three. Savannah Brune into the front court for the Bulldogs. Drives in the lane, leans in, lays it up, no good. Rebound by Corin Stewart for Carlinville. 90 seconds to go in the game, and now a foul at midcourt as Bekeski crashes into Allroyd. Bekeski will get her fourth personal foul. Allroyd will shoot two free throws for Carlinville. Abby Scanzoni comes back into the lineup after this first free throw is attempted. So Scanzoni waiting to come back in for Staunton. But first things first, Rachel Allroyd for Carlinville. The free throw is up and no good. And now Coach Kyle McBrain of Staunton wants a timeout. 1-2-4, a minute 24 to go in this game. Carlinville leads by three. Cavaliers will be shooting a free throw when we come back in 60 seconds. 1 minute, 24 seconds to go in the game. A 46-43 lead for Carlinville. Carlinville's Rachel Allroyd at the line will get one more free throw attempt. And a chance to make it a two-possession game. Here's the free throw attempt, and it's good. 14 points for Rachel Allroyd. 47-43. Staunton down by four. Bulldogs with the basketball. 80 seconds to play. Here's Calderero down the lane. Takes it in for the layup and gets it. Nice move by Rebecca. She has eight tonight. That makes it 47-45. Carlinville leads by a deuce with a minute five to go in the game. Here's Allroyd with the ball for Carlinville. Back out front to Stewart. Under a minute to play and time called by Carlinville coach Darren Deneve. 59 seconds to go in this girls' championship game. It's Carlinville 47, Staunton 45. Back with more in 40 seconds. Terry Tote, Tim Mize back at Carlinville High School. Girls' championship game. We're down to 59 seconds left in this title tilt. And a 47-45 lead for Carlinville. Carlinville will have the basketball out of bounds following the timeout. Hillsboro and Calhoun in the boys' championship game. Coming up in a few minutes, that ought to be a dandy. Here we go. Carlinville puts the ball in play. Here's Stewart, around to Jill Staten. Staten, way out on the wing, out near midcourt. Still on the dribble. Gives the ball back out to Sarah Deneve. Deneve off to Allroyd, clock winding down, 42 seconds and counting. Carlinville with a two-point lead, trying to run some clock, and now Staunton has to commit the foul to stop the clock. The foul that time, called against Calderero. Rebecca's third, and that's going to put Corin Stewart at the line to shoot two for Carlinville. 36 seconds to go in this championship game. A two-point lead for Carlinville. Stewart, the junior, puts up the first one and hits it. 10 points tonight for Corin. 48-45. Carlinville by three, and Stewart will try again to make this a two-possession game, and she does! 11 points for Stewart. 49-45, Carlinville by four. 36 seconds to go in the game. Davis is checked in, replacing Bandy. Davis a three-point threat for Staunton. Here we go, Savannah Brune with the basketball for the Bulldogs. A half minute to play in the championship game. Around on the wing, a three-point shot, blocked. Calderero's shot got blocked, and the Cavaliers come up with it, and now we have an intentional foul. Called against Bridget Long. That will mean two free throws and possession for Carlinville. And that could be enough to give the Cavaliers a win. At the free throw line will be Sarah Deneve to shoot two free throws. She's standing out there all by herself as everybody else is pulled back beyond midcourt. And Sarah hits the first free throw. And that gives Carlinville a 50-45 lead with 22 seconds to go. Next toss is no good. But now Carlinville will get the basketball. near the point where the foul occurred, which will be in the backcourt along the sideline. This is similar to a technical foul. Now, a technical foul would be inbounded at midcourt, but on an intentional foul, it's near the spot where the foul was committed. So Carlinville inbounds the basketball, leading by 5, and they are in the driver's seat right now as Savannah Brune is fouled out of the game. She picks up her 5th personal foul with 17 seconds to go in the game. And she will finish tonight with 14 points. And Rachel Alroy will be at the free throw line to shoot 2 for Carlinville. And the Cavaliers trying to win another holiday basketball tournament here on their home floor. 17 seconds to go in the game. As Alroy, who has 14 points tonight, hits the free throw. 15 points and a 51-45 lead for Carlinville. And the next toss should be game, set, and match. 16 points for Rachel Alroy and a 52-45 lead for Carlinville as the clock winds down. 13 seconds to go. Staunton with the ball. Davis going to put 3 ball, no good. Rebound Carlinville, 6 seconds to go. 3, 2, 1, and the Lady Cavaliers are champions of the 2018 Carlinville Holiday Girls Basketball Tournament. The final, Carlinville 52, Staunton 45. What a physical game it was tonight between these two top-ranked teams. 26 wins between both of these teams. And what a ball game it was tonight. Staunton, a couple of 3 times, got down by 7, 8, 9 points, had to battle their way back, took the lead a couple of times in the ball game, but Carlinville continued to whittle away and work their way back into the lead and held on to the lead down the stretch and wins it 52-45. Let's now go down to the floor to Pat Drew, the principal here at Carlinville High School, and pick up the announcement of the all-tournament team.
On behalf of Carlinville High School, we'd like to congratulate both teams on a well-played game. At this time, we'd like the ladies from the Staunton Mount Olive Bulldogs to please come forward and receive the runner-up plaque. Congratulations to Coach McBrain. And now for the presentation of the championship trophy to the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers. At this time, we'd like to announce this year's girls all-tournament team. Our first person will be Jessica Vetter from Greenfield Northwestern. Our next team member is Caitlin Breaker from Waverly, South County. The next player, Riley Jarman from Gillespie. Next player is Rachel Olroyd from Carlinville. The next member of the 2018 Girls All-Tournament team is Corn Stewart from Carlinville. The next player, Savannah Brune from Staunton Mount Olive. Also joining Savannah is Rebecca Calderero from Staunton Mount Olive. And the last member of this year's all-tournament team is Jill Staten of Carlinville.
That's a pretty doggone good all-tournament team. You could win a few ball games with those kids out there, that's for sure. As Patrick Drew, the principal here at Carlinville High School, making the announcement, Tim Mize will be sneaking in there and grabbing the microphone. We'll have an opportunity to talk with the champion Lady Cavaliers of Carlinville, who win this game 52-45 over the Staunton Lady Bulldogs. As we're going to have an opportunity very shortly to go down to the floor and have Tim Mize talk with Coach Deneve and the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers. We're going to line up for some pictures. Congratulations to Carlinville with that win. The Cavies are now 13-1 on the season. Staunton drops to 14-4 on the season. In that fourth quarter, Carlinville, 12 out of 17 from the charity stripe. They outscored Staunton 17-13 in that fourth quarter. Hold on for a 52-45 win over the Staunton Bulldogs. These two teams could very well meet in the championship game of the Macoupin County Tournament. They're definitely going to meet next Saturday night here at Carlinville, as the Cavaliers will be playing host to the Elite Eight team from 10 years ago on a special evening, and a game we're going to be broadcasting on WSMI FM 106.1. Coach Deneve talking to his Lady Cavaliers right now. Tim Mize about ready to sneak in there and talk to the Lady Cavaliers. Of course, we've got the boys' championship game between the Hillsborough Hilltoppers and the Calhoun Warriors coming up in just a few minutes here on WSMI FM 106.1. Now let's go down to the floor, and here's WSMI's Tim Mize.
All right, thank you very much, Terry. Down here on the floor with head coach Darren Deneve. And Darren, that was quite the ball game. It was a physical affair back and forth, but your team showed a lot of moxie in the end.
We did. I'm very proud of our girls. You know, it was a well-played game, really, on both sides. Staunton showed a lot of heart. Savannah Bruin was in some foul trouble, and that's when they made their run on us there in the fourth quarter, and so that shows what kind of team that Kyle has over there. He's doing a great job, and I'm really proud of our girls' team effort. We kept running girls in and out, and tried to wear out the other team a little bit, and withstood some challenges, withstood some runs by Staunton, and made just enough to win.
Your depth might be one of your biggest strengths, and when you can keep running fresh bodies in and keep up that defensive intensity, that can wear on a team.
Well, that's the whole idea, and so, you know, when you can stay out of foul trouble and have enough depth to keep the pressure up, sooner or later you wear the other team down a little bit, and I believe we did that a little bit tonight, but boy, they wore us down a little bit too. This is just a good high school girls basketball game.
It was a little ragged at the start, which isn't uncommon for a championship setting, but a lot of that had to do with the defense on both sides. I mean, there was traps and there was no free dribbles or bounces.
I agree. Both teams were getting after it. We made some plays early, and then they came back and hit some shots there in the second quarter especially. We won back-to-back titles here, but in some ways, some of these girls really weren't on the court a lot during last year's game. I mean, probably four or five of them that played a lot tonight weren't necessarily on the court last year. So it was new for them. It was new for the Staunton girls. And I think both teams responded pretty well.
I think at the start of the year, everybody kind of expected Rachel Olroyd to do what she's doing. But Corin Stewart and Jill Staten on the all-tournament team.
Corin is a very crafty player. She just kind of knows. She's got good instinct. She knows where to be at the right time. If she's being overplayed, she knows where to go. Made a big shot there and has a tendency to do that. She makes her free throws. And Jill is a dynamic player for a freshman. She has shown up big for us in some big games this year, and she's going to have a great career.
Great crowd here tonight, Darren. Always great to see this gymnasium filled up. Good atmosphere.
Absolutely. It's been nice to play here in front of this crowd. And we're very excited about the next game as well.
All right, Darren Deneve, the head coach of the back-to-back Carlinville Holiday Tournament champion, the Lady Cavaliers of Carlinville. Terry, back to you.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize, as we are about ready to wrap up the scoring here and get ready for our boys' championship game as Hillsborough gets ready to take on the Calhoun Warriors on the boys' side of the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Carlinville wins the girls' championship, though, 52-45, back-to-back championships for the Lady Cavaliers. We'll take a break, and when we come back in 60 seconds, we'll check the scoring totals for you in this girls' title championship game.